He is the irresistible, reigns supreme over his servants and sends guardian angels over you. At length, when death approaches any one of you, our angels takes his soul, and they are not negligent in performing their duty. Then those souls are brought back to Allah, their real master. Beware, he is the judge, and he is the swiftest in settling accounts. Ask them, who delivers you from calamities in the darkness of the land and of the sea when you call upon him in open humility and silent terror? If you deliver us from this affliction, we shall become truly grateful. Say, Allah delivers you from these and all other calamities, yet you commit shirk. Say, he has the power to send calamities on you from above and from below, or to split you into discordant factions, to make you taste the violence of one another. See how we present our revelations over and over again so that they may understand the reality. But your people are rejecting this Quran, although it is the very truth. Tell them, I am not appointed as your caretaker. For every prophecy there is an appointed time, and soon you will come to know. When you see those who are engaged in arguments about our revelations, turn away from them until they change their topic of discussion. If Shaitan ever makes you forget this commandment, then as soon as you realize it, withdraw from the company of wrongdoers. Though righteous people will not be held responsible for wrongdoers' actions, yet it is their duty to admonish them. Perhaps they may refrain from evil deeds. Leave those people alone who take their religion as mere play and amusement and are deceived by the life of this world. However, keep on admonishing them with this Quran, lest their souls be damned by their own sinful deeds. They will not have any protector or intercessor to rescue them from Allah, and if they seek to offer every imaginable ransom, it shall not be accepted from them. Such are those who are damned by their own sinful deeds. They will get boiling water to drink, and painful torture for the rejection of the truth.